Today's Issues continues on AFR.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, AFR.net, www.afr.net, if you'd like to listen to the show live there, or you can find previous broadcasts of the show. Dr. Ray Pritchard is joining me from Dallas to host the show. And Dr. Ray, you still there?
I am right here, Walker.
Great. Are you in? Are you going to stick around Dallas for Thanksgiving?
Well, we're here through tomorrow, and then my wife and I are heading down to San Antonio to the Riverwalk. Our kids and grandkids are scattered up north, and we'll see them around Christmas. So we've got a Thanksgiving to ourselves, and everybody has said, you need to see the Riverwalk in San Antonio, which we never have. So Tuesday evening through Saturday morning, we'll be in San Antonio, a little vacation and a little river walk. So
I want to ask you about that, more details, but about I'm going to welcome Steve Jordahl to the studio. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning. And Ray, I had the privilege of visiting the river walk back in 97 or 8 or so. I was working for a computer tech company in another life.
Right.
And had a client in San Antonio, a big insurance client that we provided tech for. And I got to see it. It's marvelous. It's a really great place. And then Pueblo, Colorado has a river walk, but if you've been to the one in San Antonio, it kind of makes it look like a little
Go to Pueblo first and then go to San Antonio.
Exactly.
So, Ray, I'm not sure, pardon my ignorance, what is the river walk? I'm assuming it revolves around Thanksgiving, right?
Well, there's a river that goes right through the heart of downtown San Antonio, and they have, a river, and it's, it's not wide like the Mississippi River, but still, it's a river, and it's in the middle of the city, and they've built this huge complex of shops and hotels. It's about, say, a block or two from the Alamo, and it's festive, and you can take the boat rides, and they have the Christmas stuff, so wouldn't you say it's a destination?
People? It is. There's a lot of things in San Antonio to do.
Yeah.
Riverwalk is right up there, and it's open year round. It's not an event. And I'm trying right now to look up the name of the river, which I will have shortly. But here's the other thing about San Antonio, and I don't know if you've not been to San Antonio, Ray. You're going to have to tell me what you think. I was amazed at the Alamo. I expected it to be this big, huge edifice that to put you in awe, and it's just a small little. Looks like a storefront. It really just does. It looks like a Taco Bell. If I could be a little bit sacrilegious to our country's heritage.
Yeah.
Well, we've all seen the John Wayne movie, and it's this fortress, and it's in the, back then it was a major place, but the whole city of San Antonio, is built right up around it. And so
I'll just tell you that the history does awe me, by the way, the story.
Yes.
And thank you, Brent, our producer, says it's the San Antonio River.
Boy, that was difficult.
Right.
I'm joking.
So the history of the Alamo is impressive, and no matter what it looks like, but the edifice itself just underwhelmed me a little bit from what I was expecting.
Yeah.
That's me. I don't know.
All right. Well, maybe, folks, we don't underwhelm you here on today's issues. All right, Steve, hit us with some news stories for the day.
Well, all last week we were consumed with all the stories of improprieties by men against women and everything. And all of us, I think, decided at the end of last week, and we expressed it in our story meeting this morning, we're done with that, at least until something really news-breaking happens.
Yeah.
And I was done with it for sure. I just you wallow in that kind of stuff, and you feel like you got to go home and take a shower every night and everything. But I am going to return to Alabama, not for the salacious stories, but for the decision that the people in Alabama have in front of them for their senator. We're not discussing the guilt or innocence of Roy Moore, but I'm finding myself as I start researching this, and I'm not going to be voting in it, but for those of our friends in Alabama who have this choice, it's starting to remind me a little bit like the elections in 2016, where we had a flawed candidate in Donald Trump, and then we had another candidate who was even more deeply flawed. So let's start with Doug Jones, who is the candidate, the Democrat, that's running against Roy Moore. And I'm going to play a little piece. I won't even have to set this up. I think if you listen to it, this is what he had to say. This is from a September interview with Chuck Todd on MSNBC. Number four, Brent, sorry.
Should be in the law when it comes to an abortion.
Well, look, I am a firm believer that a woman should have the freedom to choose what happens to her own body. And I'm going to stand up for that, and I'm going to make sure that that continues to happen. I want to make sure that as we go forward, people have access to contraception, they have access to the abortion that they might need, if that's what they choose to do. I think that that's going to be an issue that we can work with and talk to people about from both sides of the aisle. It's one of those.
But you wouldn't legislate, so you wouldn't be in favor of legislation that said ban abortion after 20 weeks or something like that?
Now, I'm not in favor of anything that is going to infringe on a woman's right and her freedom to choose. That's just the position that I've had for many years. It's the position I continue to have. But when those people, I want to make sure people understand that once a baby is born, I'm going to be there for that child. That's where I become a right to life.
Wow.
Wow.
He should have stopped talking about 30 seconds ago.
I think so.
You know, in Alabama, this isn't California or New York. This is Alabama, Ray, and so it's not that this is a political go-getter,
right?
You know, that this is this. We're going to bring in the votes here in Alabama if we talk about killing babies up to nine months. I mean, so that tells me that he most likely this is a sincere belief that he has.
Well, you know, he was trying to have it both ways. He said a woman's body, as if to say, the baby inside her is just a mass or a clump of tissue. It's not a real person. But at the end, what did he say? Once the baby is born. So he knows exactly what he's doing. Abortion is, it's a baby killing business. He didn't even want to qualify it to say ban it after 20 weeks. His position is as radical as anybody in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
He has since tried to walk that back a bit of recent days, saying, well, you know, however you walk back that any killing of an unborn child is okay. He's tried to do that. And it kind of offends me a little bit that he tries to claim the right to life motto because he thinks that they should live after they're born. Great concession, Doug. Great concession.
Yeah, if you can make it out of the womb alive, we'll protect you.
Right.
Yeah. Boy, that's disturbing.
So, I mean, does it, Ray, does it remind you at all of the choice that we kind of had in November when we had a, you know, Mr. Trump was talking about all kinds of stuff that we didn't think was appropriate.
Right. Well, he was a flawed candidate. I mean, there were genuine concerns. Then you had Hillary Clinton, as radical a candidate as who has ever appeared on any major party ticket. And a lot of people just said, we don't approve of what Mr. Trump said or did or his actions, but we cannot let Hillary Clinton get into the White House. And I think that's probably... that's probably what's going to happen on December, the 12th when the
12th,
election is?
Yes.
On December the 12th, a lot of Alabamians are going to say, I don't necessarily agree with Roy Moore, but we cannot put a man who believes in unfettered abortion in the Senate from Alabama. We just can't do it.
Yeah, I just want to clarify to our listeners in Alabama, we are not equating Judge Moore necessarily, his character, with the character of Donald Trump. I mean, everybody knew for years Donald Trump was a playboy. He admitted it. Many things in his past were public. But as far as the controversy surrounding the candidate, which I think is what you're talking about, Steve, there's controversy surrounding Judge Moore right now, whether you believe it or not. But that controversy is somehow taking backstage to these radical views by the Democrat opponent.
And that's the question, and it's an excellent caveat you make, Walker. I'm not intending to equate... I'm not intending to equate Roy Moore with Donald Trump because we don't know right now.
Right.
But unfortunately for those voters in Alabama, they don't have time for this to play out. They're going to have to make a decision on December 12th and everything. Go ahead, Ray.
And I think one of the points we want to add is we're not endorsing anybody over anybody else. But I think there's a lot of people who are just going to say, Well, you know, we may have a situation play out as happened last year that some conservatives said, I can't vote for Mr. Trump and I can't vote for Hillary Clinton, so I'm going to vote a third party. But the truth is, either, unless something crazy happens between now and December the 12th, either Roy Jones or
Roy Moore.
Roy Moore, or the other guy, one of those two.
Doug Jones.
One of them is going to be in the Senate, and you're going to have to make up your mind who you're going to vote for, or in some cases, who you're going to be voting against.
That's right.
Yeah, and they find themselves in much the same boat, I think, a little bit in Minnesota. Now, we've seen that we've had problems with now Senator Al Franken has been accused of things, and a lot of people are saying if you're going to say that that Roy Moore has to step down, then you should say that Al Franken has to step down. Gary Bauer was a guest of Fred Jackson was hosting Sandy's show this morning, and Gary Bauer was a guest, and Gary had this to say about that about the whole situation in Minnesota.
I think he is in trouble. We should, as conservatives, we shouldn't applaud too loudly, however, because there's already a movement afoot in Minnesota that if he is forced to resign, to replace him with Congressman Keith Ellison, who would be the first Muslim senator and who has a long record, not of sexual harassment, but of being anti-Israel and anti-Semitic and a follower of Malcolm X and the whole Black Muslim movement.
Well, that's Gary Bauer.
That's Gary Bauer saying, as bad as Franken is, just from a merely political consideration, not taking into account any moral issues,
right?
But just from a political situation, you could do worse even than Al Franken, who frankly has been one of the most liberal and acidic members of the Senate.
As it stands now, what are the chances that Al Franken resigns?
I don't think it's much. And here's what I'm seeing today, gentlemen. It's interesting. We're starting to see now that, and I'm going to be cynical here for a second, but now that we have some Democrats that are embroiled in this, we're starting to see people say, well, maybe we're going a little far with this, you know, and now people are starting to take a look at what Bill Clinton did and saying, well, maybe, you know, he should have stepped down.
Right.
You know, that to me is it's a left ploy. It's a criticism of the president that carries absolutely no consequences. Mm-hmm. You can say all you want. They should have done this or should have done that. But you know the next thing that's coming after someone says, well, you know, Bill Clinton should have stepped down, so Trump should now step down. Yeah. I think it's just another step in this attack against the president.
Yeah, and these cases can at times get very complicated. The details, the ins and outs, who you believe, who you don't. But I'll just say this, and I think we can probably all agree on this, and that is the people of each state that these representatives are in. And if it's a president, of course, the people of the United States, we need to be serious about electing the people with the most character possible. And I say that because we can't always be calling on people to step down because of things they've done in their past. We need to vet individuals before they run for office and pick people with the utmost character. That way, we don't have to 2 years later about face and ask people to step aside.
Well, and this goes to part of the problem with Roy Moore, that you have these allegations, you know, and they're substantial, and there are a number of women saying different things, but it's all come out, right? After 30 years where we didn't hear a word about this, suddenly it comes out, 6 weeks before the big election, which gives voters in Alabama very little time to sort things out. If they had 6 months, they could figure it out. It's tough to get down to what you really believe between now and December the 12th, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
That's coming. They're going to have to make a choice.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you want to end the show, at least today, with something a little bit lighter?
Yeah, you have a new file, right?
I do have a new file. If you don't mind, I was talking with Brent, our producer. We're getting overloaded. I have more files than an Office Depot here. And I have some entries from some established files. But if you don't mind, I'd like to bring two new files to our attention today. The first one, this is from the anger management files.
What do you do when you're feeling bad, when you want to break every toy you've ever had?
Oh, that's good.
Yes,
that's good.
This is the anger management file. And we've got two entries from that. First was on a New York subway, and a New York subway. This gentleman on the New York subway—I won't call him a gentleman—a man was taking up too much room on the subway with the way he was sitting. And I think if that's enough of a picture, I don't have to go any further than that. But he was just—he was sitting and taking up two seats, and there was a woman who was being a little squished, and so this woman asked the man to kind of keep to himself and slide over a little bit. He punched her.
Oh, brother.
He punched her in the face.
Man.
Fortunately, there was a New York City cop off duty who was there who quickly intervened and threw the guy off the train.
Wow.
But I mean,
he's lucky he didn't get arrested.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Did she end up being okay? Did the story mention that?
She had some bruises, and I saw she had a busted lip.
Yeah. He punched her because
he punched her in the face.
Good night.
Wow.
He said he yelled at her. I called her a bad name. You ain't nothing. He sexually threatened her. I can't even read it. It's got more beeps in it than
expletives.
Yeah.
You
know,
if that's true, he's really lucky. He's not behind bars right now.
And then there was a second. We won't play the song again, but because it'll come back. But there's a second from the anger management files. This is a couple in Georgia who went to get some chicken. A man and his daughter went to get some fried chicken. And
this is going to be good.
The chicken, came out cold. So Nathaniel Smith and Latasha Smith got upset and asked the proprietor to come out. So out comes this woman named Mrs. Norris. I'm not seeing her first name, but she came out and tried to apologize, but they punched her.
Oh, no.
And then
her?
And then the 15-year-old daughter of the owner of the restaurant came out, and he punched her. So the man and his daughter got into the physical fight with the woman and her daughter over cold chicken.
Yeah, and folks, I know y'all hear us laughing about this. It's funny after the fact. It's not funny that people are being punched over these minute issues.
No.
But Ray, what could be going on in someone's life to punch a manager over cold chicken?
Over cold chicken, right? You know, clearly, somebody needs some anger management classes, right? You call people out. That's fine. You complain. That's fine. But you don't go punching people over cold chicken. Wow, America is uptight.
Yeah, and it goes back to what we were talking about in the first hour, and I think we talked about the entitled mentality of some of our youth, and I think this kind of goes to it. Not that you should. You know, if your order gets messed up, you need to get it fixed, but punching someone is not the solution.
Well, where do you learn this, you know? You've got a father in this case.
Yeah.
Is that right? So where do the young people learn this? By modeling what their parents are showing them, that when you're unhappy, you show it by punching somebody out. That's a bad lesson to pass along.
Boy, howdy. I have another file I'd like to introduce to you. This is, do you remember we talked to you the other day about the painting that was sold that turned out to be a Leonardo da Vinci that someone got at a flea market for some and everything? Well, I have a similar story to tell you today, and this I'm going to say is from the regret file.
I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart.
You must have been a real deep in music.
Oh,
that's good.
I'm a musician, believe me.
Yeah, I like that, Steve. That's good.
You're getting an A-plus on the song choices.
Thank you. This is a man who went to a flea market, and he saw some old tintype photographs, Ray.
Okay.
And he paid $10 for one that looked interesting to him. Took it back to his home and started looking at it. And in the back of the picture is a face that he thought looked a little familiar. Now, it's blurry. I'm going to show this to Walker. It's blurry, but it ended up being Billy the Kid.
What?
He got an old original tintype of Billy the Kid. Now,
wow.
That's not all. because to the very far right of the picture, in the same picture, is Pat Garrett.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
So he has a picture of Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett sitting in the same gang before Pat Garrett became a lawmaker and killed Billy the Kid.
Wow.
I don't know, Ray, if you're in front of a computer, you can just Google Billy the Kid photo.
Okay.
So
I'm going to do that right now.
This picture was sold for $10 at a flea market.
$10 at a flea market, and they say that it could end up, let me see if I thought I had an amount here.
Probably millions?
Millions of dollars. I mean,
wow.
It's the only, but
yes,
it could be worth $5 million. $5 million, because I think it's the only photo with the two of them in the same photo.
You know, talk about regret.
Yeah.
you find out the fact after you sold it for $10 at a flea market. Boy, if I'm in the business of selling pictures, I'm going to get these pictures vetted before I go to selling them, if I even have a hint that they are historically significant.
Well, I mean, that's what, well, the lesson is, let's all go flea marketing, hey, right?
Really?
Exactly.
I wish I would
went flea
know
marketing.
Now.
Right.
Then. All right.
$10
so.
Worth millions. Okay, that's a great story.
And then one more file today, and this is an old trusted file. This is from our snowflakes file.
Hey, 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 snowflake.
Snowflake.
My pretty little snowflake.
Snowflake.
Well, Kathy Griffin is back in the news.
Oh, brother.
Kathy Griffin is complaining. She says, poor Kathy Griffin, she's been blackballed in Hollywood.
No way.
She's in the middle of a blacklist, and she's not selling any tickets in the United States at
Is that
all.
Your impersonation
she
of her?
She has to go overseas. It's breaking me up so much, Walker. Yeah, so
well,
she's in Vienna. She was in Vienna today or this week sometime. But, yeah, she says she just no one's buying her tickets.
Well, anytime someone holds up a picture of a beheaded president
right.
of the United States, you should expect to be blackballed. If not, I'm a little concerned about the state of our country, Ray.
Well, she should stay in Europe, right? I saw a little bit of that. I saw a little bit of that video, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty. That was a whole lot of poor me stuff.
It
you
really
know?
Was.
Look, she's getting what she deserved. If you don't like that, then don't hold up a picture of a beheaded President Trump.
And I think it also
then complain about it.
It's that one instance, but I think it's also a little bit of a pushback. There's a lot of Hollywood better than thou going on. At least there was before Weinstein, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You always tune into the whatever broadcast of the award show where Hollywood pats itself on the back, whichever one, Oscars or whatever, and you hear these people who pretend to be other people, basically who lie for a living.
Yeah.
It's not a lie. Acting is not a lie. But right. I mean, they pretend to be other people. That gives them some profound insight into politics and the mm-hmm. world affairs and morality and everything. So I think there's this pushback. Kathy Griffin kind of falls into that politically active kind of thing. And mm-hmm. and not just the one Trump thing, but the people, I think, are pushing back and saying, you know what, I don't need to pay to
right.
see someone abuse me and my
right.
beliefs.
Yeah,
right.
exactly. All right, folks, you've been listening to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you, Steve, for bringing in the stories.
Yes, my
All
pleasure.
Right, Ray, Dr. Ray Pritchard joined us. Thank you, Ray, for coming on.
Thank you,
us.
Walker.
All right, folks, AFR.net, AFR.net. You can listen to the show, past shows there. Also, listen live tomorrow. We'll be back 10 o'clock Central tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Central. We'll see you then.